Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, the great waliullah, he found an apple. And this was floating in a stream in an orchard. So he found this apple, he picked it up and he ate it. As soon as he ate it, he felt extreme regret for what he had done. That is, why he had eaten it without the permission of the owner. Therefore, he proceeded towards the orchard in search of the owner. A lady was the owner of that orchard. He apologized for this act, and the lady said, "The king and I both are stakeholders in this orchard. I accept your apology regarding my right, but I do not have the authority to forgive you on behalf of the king." The king was in Balkh. So Ibrahim bin Adham, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, set out for Balkh and ultimately succeeded in seeking consent from that king. Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, there are many morals in the above mentioned parable for those who usurp the possessions of others, who pocket goods from the shops without payment, example fruits, vegetables, etc. What will they do if they will be charged for such acts on the Day of Judgment? Therefore, Allama Abdul Wahhab Sha'arani, Quddisa Sirruhu Nurani, has stated in Tanbihul Mughtareen, the famous Tabi'i saint, Shaykh Sayyidina Wahhab bin Munabbih, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, has mentioned, an Israeli repented from all his previous sins. Then he worshipped for 70 years constantly in such a way that he would observe fast during the day and would keep in vigil in the night for ibadat and worships. He would not eat delicious food, nor would he take rest under any shade. Upon his death, a person saw him in the dream and asked him, "Ma fa'ala Allahu bika?" How did Allah Azza wa Jal treat you? He replied, "Allah Azza wa Jal held me accountable for my deeds. Allah Azza wa Jal forgave all my sins, but due to a piece of wood, a toothpick, that I had used to pick my teeth without the permission of the owner, I could not ask him for forgiveness, my mistake. Therefore, I have been prevented from Jannah, from paradise, because of this violation of human rights." Dear Islamic brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, please think, please ponder over a small piece of wood. This prevented that Israeli from entering Jannah. Picking the teeth with a worthless piece of wood seems so insignificant compared to people who nowadays swindle millions or billions out of others.